Welcome back to La Crosse, where Owen Latondras led off the Evergreens' five-run fourth inning. Nine men would bat, and Owen Latondras will lead off the fifth here. Latondras started off with a walk. The Evergreens, though, would pile up five hits in the inning, three of them doubles. So here is the first pitch from Josh Labbe to Latondras, and that breaks in for strike one. Labbe seems to throw a lot of off-speed stuff, so hopefully the Evergreens will adjust for that because he's not throwing very hard. Righty to righty here, and that's hit down the third base side. It's past the third baseman, Nick Frye. That's going to go into the outfield. Digging for second, bobbled, and into second anyway with a stand-up double. That would have been a double anyway, so no error there. Owen Latondras has hit safely for the Evergreens. The right fielder, who is now George Luckner, who was the starting pitcher there, bobbled that ball for a moment, but he was not going to have a play at second base regardless. No error scored. The Evergreens have another double, and here's Brady Sendelbach. Sendelbach, well hit ball to right field. Strike one. We can complete the pitching line on George Luckner, the starting pitcher for La Crosse Logan. Luckner worked 3 2/3 innings. Five runs, all were earned. Home plate umpire calls time here. Luckner was reached for four hits. He struck out four and walked one, and the walked batter did come around to score. 0-1 pitch here to Sendelbach. Off-speed pitch that's smacked up the middle and gets through. The Evergreens are going to try and score this runner from third base. No, they'll big turn and will hold him. Enough of a turn to draw the throw. Runner's trying to go down to second. He is out there. Going to be a play at the plate. The run scores. 6-0 Evergreens. Sendelbach gets a hit and is thrown out going to second. He was going to second on purpose, which allows the man to come around and score. Sendelbach almost baits the opposing team. It'll get an RBI out of it. How about that? Center fielder made the throw into second base, but that was enough to get the runner around. So the Evergreens make what amounts to really an intentional out on the bases. Get another run in and lead 6-0. Here's Hunter Gipp. Gipp is first ball swinging and flies the ball to center field. Center fielder Erickson is calling and catching, and there's the second out. Trevor Samuelson, take his turn at bat now. He does not have an official plate appearance. Hit by a pitch, flied out to right field in foul ground, and was able to get the runner home from third base, so a sacrifice. He hits here with two outs and nobody on. That ball is hit well to right field. That's going back. Will the ballpark hold this one? No, it's up against the wall. One hopped off the warning track. Samuelson's digging for second. He's got a double. Evergreen's bats are waking up here in La Crosse today, which is very, very nice to see. Trevor Samuelson.
Number three, the catcher, Brandon Jelic.
And here comes Brandon Jelic. Jelic struck out looking his first time and didn't look really good in that at-bat. Certainly atoned the second time when he had a well-hit double. So Jelic with a two-out at-bat here, looking to drive in the runner from second, 6-0 Evergreens. And that ball is popped up to shallow left center field. Center fielder is over and makes the catch. Jelic flies out after just one pitch. The Evergreens get three more hits and push one more run across, so the Evergreens have widened their lead. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Now it's DC Everest 6, La Crosse Logan nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to La Crosse Logan. The Rangers are getting ready to bat in the bottom of the fifth. Evergreen starter Brock Babish is out for another inning of work, and Babish could work even deeper into this game. His pitch count's in good shape. Babish has allowed only two hits, and La Crosse Logan's been swinging and putting balls in play early in the count. Boy, you know, in high school baseball, where the pitcher is on a pitch count, Sometimes you just want to work the count just to run the opposing pitcher's count up. Brock Babbage is in very good shape, leading 6-0. A 5-run fourth for the Evergreens and one more run in the fifth. Baseball Today on Fox Sports is brought to you by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for your healthy and organic foods, working hard to supply fresh, homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club, and go Evergreens! Devin Moran to hit for the Rangers.
Number 18.
This lacrosse baseball program has two state championships in baseball. That class of 1971 state champions. Those guys would be in their 60s and 70s now. First pitch is high and in, ball one. But boy, you know, the class reunions, as you get older, the class reunions become more and more valuable. The only sad thing when you get into that age is you realize that some of your teammates have either died off or in poor health. But when you get together as a class, strike there, one ball and one strike. When you get together as a class for a class reunion and you have a state championship to celebrate, that's extra special. Those are great memories. 1-1 pitch here, Babbage to Moran, foul ball, up and over the screen and out of play. Catcher Brandon Jelic was looking back to see if he had a play here. Babbage has only two strikeouts today, but more importantly, he has walked no one. So Babbage has not helped Lacrosse Logan a single bit. No free passes. Pitch here is reached out and flied to left field. Ty Treader, time to camp under it and make the catch. Since Brock Babbage gave up a hit back in the third, he's come back to retire the last five that he's faced.
Number 11.
In fact, he's retired eight of the last nine. And he's looking to make some quick work here of the lower half of the Lacrosse Logan batting order. Number 7 hitter is Caleb Trissoni, who grounded out to second his first time up. Pitch here is a little bit low. Ball one. Brock Babbage has pitched very, very well. Like to see more of Wyatt Miles, too. We may see him later in the second game or maybe later in this one. Wyatt Miles, very promising young pitcher for the Evergreens, too. Fouled that one back. One ball and one strike. Wyatt Miles is also a freshman. So Babbage and Miles project out to be Evergreen's number one starters, perhaps as soon as next year. But what will these guys be like when they're seniors? Ground ball to short on a low pitch just above the knees. Latondras with a high throw. It's a throwing error that goes over the head of first baseman Brady Sendelbach. That's the Evergreen's first mistake of the entire afternoon. And you hope with a 6-0 lead that you got a little margin for error. Owen Latondras' throw just sailed on him and went high over the head of Sendelbach. The runner does not advance beyond first base unless that ball went out of play. Yeah, it did. Okay, so that's going to be a two-base error. Ball that is thrown out of play and goes into the opposing dugout like that. Runner is put on second base. So Caleb Trissoni, it's a two-base throwing error. So with one out, Brock Babbage deserved a second out there. He's going to have to work a little to keep his shutout intact. Here's Keegan Streak. It is the first time all afternoon that Lacrosse Logan has put a man in scoring position. Left-handed batter, and that's down low for a ball. Logan's got a good football program. Again, the baseball program, we mentioned the state championship class of 71. They won the state championship again in 2000. It's a long time between drinks. Yes, sir? Yes. Runner takes a lead. There's a strike. Ball and a strike. Again, to the left-handed batting Keegan Streak, Babbage put that right on the outside corner. A left-handed batter's not going to do anything with that pitch. One out, man at second. 6-0 Evergreens, but for the first time all afternoon, Lacrosse Logan is threatening, and that's down low. Again, Streak's the number 8 man in the batting order, so you want to get out here. I mean, if he hits the ball to the outfield and knocks that run in, well, then good for him. I want to challenge the batters at the bottom spot of the order here. Two balls and a strike. Babbage is working from the leg kick here. He's given a full windup, and that's down low. Already see that they've got a pinch hitter coming up for George Luckner, who would be due next in the batting order. Look and see who that is. That pinch hitter will bat, assuming that there's not an out on the bases here or some kind of weird double play. That runner is at second base. Three and one and aimed that one. It bounces away from the catcher, and the runner is going to advance to third base, too. So it's a base on balls and a wild pitch that moves the lead runner, Caleb Tosone, over to third. It is the first walk allowed by Brock Babish. And again, he's got to shake off the infield error here.
Get the batter now. Let's go.
Wish I knew who this batter was. They have not given us a batting lineup here. That pitch is high and away. Runner is going down to second. The Evergreens fake the throw, as the Evergreens are not going to let that runner score on the double steal. So now there are two in scoring position. Evergreens want to make sure they've got this situation locked down. One out. Evergreens play the infield back. That's the luxury you have with a 6-0 lead. That pitch is a little bit high. Two balls and one strike. Close. We have seen that pitch called a strike so far in this game, just not that time for Brock Babish. And I think that was correct. That was a little bit high. Babish is suddenly pitching from behind, two balls and no strikes. Leg kick coming home. That pitch is in the same spot, and again, it's ball three. Babish is in danger of loading the bases. This is the number nine hitter in the order. There's a low strike that was probably ball four. I guess that was slightly above the knees. 3-1. A hit to the outfield could get LaCrosse Logan two runs in this spot in a 6-0 game. That pitch is fisted to the infield. Shortstop Latondras has got a charge. Ian makes a throw. Got him! No, they're going to say he's safe. Oh, my goodness. The throw was there in time. Maybe the first baseman's foot came off the bag. A run scores and no outs on the play. That was fisted, and having to charge in was Owen Latondras. It's going to be a hit, an infield hit that gets in a run from the number nine hitter. So an error, a wild pitch getting the runner over to third base, and LaCrosse Logan finally gets a run on the board. It is 6-1. Only the third hit that Babish has been allowed. And that ball was not hit hard at all. That was kind of spinning off the handle of the bat. I don't think the Evergreens are making a pitching change here. No, they're not. They will let Brock Babish continue. There's only one out. The concern, though, is that now it's the top of the Logan batting order, and Babish has got to get through these batters for a third time. They've already hit safely twice. So here comes Ethan Hainawal, 1-for-2 today, with runners at first and third. First pitch to Hainawal is way inside for a ball. Again, you'd love to see Brock Babish bounce back. That run that scored is an unearned run. Should have been the second out of the inning. Instead, there's only one out. I mean, a pitcher sometimes has to overcome defensive mistakes. That's the spot that Babish is in now. Comes back for a strike. The LaCrosse Logan players try the double steal. The Evergreens will not throw down. And they'll let that runner at first take second base. You know, a hit kind of puts Logan right back into this game. Trailing 6-1, if either Hainawal or John Lobby on deck can deliver a hit to the outfield, this would be a 6-3 game. That ball is hit to Pazar at second. He's got it, throws over to first. The runner will score from third base. The Evergreens are more than willing to trade an out for a run there. It is now 6-3. So Hainawal, with a productive at-bat, gets a run across.
Josh Lobby.
And there's now a runner at third base. Two men out now, and Josh Lobby, who is 0-for-2, will bat against Brock Babish. Babish got him looking on a breaking ball the last time. Again, the Evergreens' task here is to strand that runner at third base. First ball swinging. Boy, how can you not take a pitch in that spot? Said it's fouled off onto the screen. You've got a pitcher who's been struggling for the first inning of the entire afternoon. You've got another run to pick up on third base, and you're swinging at the first pitch. Okay. Lobby's a right-handed batter. The runner at third is the pinch hitter who came in. We don't have his name, though. We'll get that in between innings. The pitch here is up high. It's one ball and one strike. Babish trying to get out of this inning, preserving what is right now a 4-run lead, 6-2 Everest. Coming home here, that's an off-speed pitch that's a little bit inside, 2-1. Alex Gravios awaits on deck if the inning continues. Babish wants to end this here and now. Come set, the freshman's 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, change speeds. Lobby was out in front of that, 2-2. Let's see if Babish can help himself here. Again, he's deserved better. The one of the two runs that's in is unearned. Pitch here is swing and a miss, held by the catcher, and the Evergreens are out of trouble. Brock Babish gets the strikeout. LaCrosse gets an unearned run and pushes one more across. Two runs in on the benefit of just one hit. Five innings complete, and our new score is DC Everest 6, LaCrosse Logan 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. The Evergreens are getting ready to bat here in the top of the sixth inning. Ethan Haight was the pinch hitter that LaCrosse Logan used. Just didn't hear the PA announcement on his name. Got that cleaned up in between innings. He was the runner. Haight was the runner left on third base in that two-run fifth. Evergreens' Brady Pazar, a line drive double his last time up. So let's see if Brady can keep the good vibes going here. As Josh Lobby is ready for a second inning of work. First pitch to Pazar is up high, and that's a ball. Brady Pazar is a junior. So we will get the other Pays. Riley and Brady here for another season. Off-speed pitch is popped up on the infield. Lobby, the pitcher, is calling, and he makes the catch pretty close to first base. Brady Pazar is retired. There's the first out. Evergreen's got five across in the fourth and one more run in the fifth. LaCrosse Logan got their two in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ty Treader, who had a double in the Evergreen's big run fourth inning, 1-for-2 today. Ty got himself an RBI, too, when he gave that ball a ride. Hits here with one out and nobody on. Off-speed pitch from Lobby drops in. That's a strike. Baseball today is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Off-speed pitch is bounced to the first baseman. It is fielded cleanly by Caleb Trissoni, who goes over to the bag, and there is the second out.
Number 6, center fielder.
Cade Sievertson is 2-for-3 today, and he'll take his turn with nobody on base. Sievertson's first hit was hit to the shortstop, and we scored it as a bad hop single. Sievertson then just reached out and punched the ball to right field and got himself an RBI second time up. This is a well-hit ball on the ground. It's hard, but the second baseman Moroni's got it and gets it over to first base. That's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Josh Lobby. So the Evergreens go quietly in the sixth, and LaCrosse Logan will see if they can inch closer in the bottom half of the sixth inning when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Come on, Nick, let's go! Yeah.
Welcome back as the bottom of the sixth inning is on and the Evergreens are looking to end a six-game losing streak right here. They lead 6-2. Brock Babish will be out for another inning of work. This inning, I get the feeling, this bottom of the sixth is going to tell the tale of this game, as La Crosse Logan has 3-4-5 in their batting order. Can Brock Babish get through this part of the order one more time? If he does, he'll be really close to nailing down this win. By the way, the batters that he will be facing in this inning, 3-4-5, none have reached base so far in the game. Babish has retired all of the batters he's about to face successfully in their first two times through the order. Alex Gravillo's to lead off. He's 0-2. I'm Chris Conley, and this is the first of two D.C. Everest baseball games. Game two to follow immediately because we will be on tape delay for it. So the game two here will be against Holman. Holman's a good team. They're 10-4 this year. So the Evergreens will be stepping up in competition for the second game. Brock Babish on to work the sixth. And here's Alex Gravillo's. First pitch to him is a strike. Gravillo's, nice job staying in the ballgame. Gravillo's was involved in a sliding collision at home plate and got the wind knocked out of him, shook it off, completed the inning, and has taken his turn at bat here. 0-1 pitch right over the top of that. No balls, two strikes. Gravillo's with a big cut. And that pitch was spotted well by Babish. That was just below the knees. So that was close enough to induce a swing. It was not going to be a ball that was going to be hit hard. 0-2, that pitch was up high and fouled off. Again, that's where you want to be when you're ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. That pitch is at the shoulders. Batter's going to swing at that and sometimes is not going to catch up with it. Pitch that's higher than that is likely just going to be taken for a ball. Pitchers ahead, 0-2 here, and blue, that was close. Just a little low. One ball and two strikes. Brock Babish has three strikeouts to no walks. That one's way up high, two balls and two strikes. Our baseball coverage today is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care, and online at bonejoint.net. 2-2 pitch that's fouled off. Double bingo there that hit the batter and hit Brandon Jelic, the catcher. Is everyone all right? Yep, everyone's okay. With the catcher batting here, everybody knows what that feels like. The one person of the triumvirate behind the home plate that was not hit was our home plate umpire. Coming back at two balls and two strikes, and that is way inside. Count goes full. The two-run fifth inning started off with a walk, and Brock Babish would not want to repeat that here. The count is filled up on Alex Gravillo's. Again, pitching here with a four-run lead, you throw a strike in this spot. And there it is. Popped up. Foul ground. The Evergreens may have a play on this. It's in foul territory, and it falls up against the chain link fence. Just not enough room to make a play there. Nick Fry, who is 0-2, is waiting on deck. You'd love for him to bat with the bases empty. Fry looks like he has home run power. It is the Evergreens, though, who have just accomplished more at the plate. The Evergreens have four doubles in this game. 3-2 pitch, off the fist, shallow center field. There is room coming in for Cade Sievertson, who makes the catch. Brock Babish wins the battle against Alex Gravillo's, and there's the first out here in the sixth inning. Nick Frey. Fry. Fry? Fry. One out and no one on. Getting late for both of these teams. First pitch, strike one. Righty to righty, and that's right where Babish wants to be. He's on the inside corner. That would be just kind of off the black. It's a little bit low there. 1-1. Again, now Babish is back to being around the strike zone, which is right where you want to be. It's one ball and one strike. Julian Erickson, 0-2, awaits on deck. Pitcher deals it a ball and a strike just outside. 2-1. Just a few high clouds has moved in behind the left field bench. Otherwise, just a beautiful afternoon. That's outside. 3-1. Again, Brock Babish if anything, is a little bit too fine pitching in the late innings with a four-run lead. Throw strikes. 3-1. That's a strike. Nick Fry had taken a step towards first base. Umpires tend not to like that. Instead, the count goes full. And that, right at the letters, is indeed the high strike, which has been called consistently today. Full count now, coming home, and that's aimed, and it's down low, ball 4. So Nick Fry reaches on the second walk allowed by Brock Babish. The Evergreens do have some action in their bullpen behind their dugout. I can't see who that is throwing there. Julian Erickson, 0-for-2, will now hit. Erickson struck out his last time. Nick Fry seems not to have good speed. This ball is hit down the right field line. Fair ball. They're going to play this station to station. No, going to try to go to third base. There's going to be a play at third. They got him. An out on the bases as the Evergreens get the second out at third base. Boy, that is a huge mistake. You cannot make outs of the bases when you're trailing in a game. And indeed, to my eye, Nick Frey is not a fast runner, and Frey actually hesitated for a moment as he was approaching second base. There's no need to try and go to third on a hit to the outfield. The Evergreens surrender a hit there. There's a man at second, but the Evergreens get an out over at third base. Trevor Samuelson hustled that ball in. And now Devin Moran will hit with two outs and one on. What a rally killer the outs on the bases are. And you can say that because Evergreens fans feel Logan's pain. The Evergreens have made a lot of outs on the bases this year, too. That's fisted foul down the third base line. No balls and two strikes here to Devin Moran. As the base running mistake really gives Brock Babish a path out of this inning right here as he's ahead, no balls and two strikes. Man on first, two down. Line drive into left center field, that's down. You know what, without the error on the bases, that would have scored a run. Instead, LaCrosse Logan's got to play that as a long single, and there are men on first and second. Caleb Trasani will now hit.
Pinch hitting for the Rangers.
Logan's got 5 hits.
Dallas Kapanke. Knock
it down, infield, make it back. Alex Kapanke is being announced as a pinch hitter here. Two outs, men on first and second, and there's a strike. The tying run now sits in the on-deck circle. So the Evergreens would really like to get out of this inning here. Off speed, just outside. Brandon Jellick held that. Let our home plate umpire take a good look at that. That was off the plate. That's the right call. One ball and one strike here. Kapanke is pinch hitting, looking to keep this inning going with two outs. That is down low. Two balls, one strike. 2-1. Our scoreboard is incorrect here. They'll catch up in a moment. So Logan gets two hits with two outs, but they have not broken through for a run here. The Evergreens 6-2 lead is still good. Pitch here is down low again. 3-1, I believe, is our count here. Let's see if Blue will show us. Thank you, Blue. And our scoreboard now catches up, so everybody is on the same page. There are two outs here. Brock Babish sure doesn't want to load up the bases, and he's a pitch away from doing just that. Here it comes. That is just inside, ball 4. The bases are loaded with Rangers.
Right fielder, Keegan Streak.
Keegan Streak will now bat. The Evergreens ask for time, and coming out to talk with Brock Babish is Evergreens head coach Dave Langman. Had a conversation about, you know, this field has a freight yard and freight trains going through the outfield. And all good ballparks do. Speaking with Coach Dave Langman about his brother, who for a while played in Binghamton, New York, played minor league baseball for the Binghamton Mets.
Let's go, Green, let's go!
The Evergreens' decision here is to leave Brock Babish in with the bases loaded to face Keegan Streak. Streak has walked and scored and grounded out. Left-handed batter here. The Binghamton Mets had the world's largest freight yard right behind. That's wild, almost back to the screen. Brandon Jelic reached out and saved his pitcher not only a wild pitch, but a run. Ball one with the bases full and two outs. Coming home here, back with a strike, 1-1. Babbage trying to scuffle his way through a bases-loaded jam. There are two outs.
Down infield, somebody make the play, let's go.
And again, LaCrosse Logan really helping the Evergreens. Out number two came at second base on a base-running mistake. Tries the curveball and is off the outside corner, 2-1. Babbage really should be fastball-dependent here. Challenge the batter. No free pitch in this 6-2 game. No free run, no free pass. Swing and a miss for strike two. Two balls and two strikes.
Attaboy.
Two outs, bases loaded for LaCrosse Logan. The Evergreens leading 6-2. Really, the game turns on these next two pitches. Two balls and two strikes. Babbage comes home. Swing and foul back. We'll do it again. That pitch was going to be up high. That was going to be a ball. Instead, the count stays at two balls and two strikes.
Come on, can we get two dead? Let's go.
Babbage is trying to strand the bases full of Rangers. Coming home again, this ball is hit on the ground to first. That is just foul. Oh, my. Just wide of the bag at first base. And the Evergreens' first baseman, Brady Sendelbach, was not going to make a play on that ball. That was fair. That was going to be into the corner. Foul by inches, and we stay at 2-2. That's a tough break for Logan. Coming back at two balls and two strikes again. This is a fly ball on the infield. The Evergreens will get out of this. Jackson Miles with the catch. Logan does not score. They are turned away with the bases full. To the seventh we go. DC Everest still leads 6-2 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Well, then there Diane's got a romp to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack said, oh yeah, life goes on. Long after the dream of living is gone.
The top of the seventh is on, and the Evergreens send some of their best bats up to hit against Josh Lobby. Jackson Miles, Owen Latondras, and Brady Sendelbach. Lobby is out for his third inning of work. He retired the Evergreens in order in the sixth, and now we go to the seventh and final, DC Everest 6, LaCrosse Logan 2.
Come on, Jackson, get back in the rip. Let's go. Come on.
Talking before about baseball in Binghamton, New York, with the big freight yard right behind the outfield wall. When I was a resident of upstate New York, I went to school at Syracuse and worked on the radio for a while in Ithaca, New York. The Binghamton Mets field was NYSEG Stadium. Give yourself 100 trivia points if you know what NYSEG stands for. Here's Jackson Miles to lead off. Off-speed pitch that is hit over the third baseman's head and falls safely into left field. Jackson Miles leads the Evergreens off with a single. Jackson will be 1-for-4 in today's ballgame. And here comes Owen Latondras. Has one of the Evergreens' four doubles and has scored twice. NYSEG stands for New York State Electric and Gas. So the field is named after the power company. And there is a great story about when baseball returned to Binghamton, New York. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Throw over to first. Runner is back safely as Latondras is still waiting for his first pitch at home plate in the batter's box. When they built the new stadium, it was on reclaimed land. You know, land that was either a brownfield or an old building site. And they built a really nice stadium, the Binghamton Stadium, looking to bunt for a hit. It's pushed back to the pitcher as to backhand. It throws to first. Got him. Latondras is out. It really does amount to a sacrifice. I think Latondras was trying to get the get himself onto first base. Instead, Jackson Miles, the lead runner, moves to second. And Brady Sendelbach and Hunter Gipp will have a chance to drive him in. Here's Brady Sendelbach to hit. Brady is 1-for-3 with an RBI. So they build this baseball field on what is reclaimed land, either an old landfill or an old industrial site. And on the very first opening day of the ballpark, off-speed pitch, well hit to center field, going back. It is up against the wall. Extra base hit for Sendelbach. He'll have a two-hit afternoon, and a run scores for the Evergreens. 7-2, Everest. Very nice to see that the Evergreens, again, you're trying to break a six-game losing streak, and the Evergreens do not have their foot off the gas pedal. The Evergreens are looking for more runs here in the late innings. Hunter Gipp will hit. So the very first ever game played at the new ballpark, it rains, and they are rained out. Now, a lot of teams that play outdoors, opening day is a single day game, and then you don't play the second day, so you can get the big opening day gate if you are rained out. So it turned out it was raining on the second day when there was no baseball scheduled. And then it rained on the third day, so what was game two of the season was rained out as well. So 3 days of rain and two games canceled. And then they are finally ready to play baseball at Nice Egg Stadium in Binghamton, New York. Hunter Gipp takes a strike here. And they take the tarp off the field, and what do they find? Thousands of worms and leeches that had come up through the dirt in the infield because of all of the rain, and the field was not playable. Hunter Gipp with a base hit to right field. Will the Evergreens try and score this run? There'll be another play at the plate. No, the runner retreats to third base. That was a good decision, a good base running decision by Brady Sendelbach. Made a big enough turn to draw the throw and then saw that he wasn't going to be able to score. The Evergreens have one out and men at first and third for Trevor Samuelson. Trevor is 1-for-1 today, an RBI double. Sacrifice and was hit by a pitch. So, yes, the game in Binghamton, New York was the first baseball game ever that was wormed out instead of rained out. Pitcher steps off and fakes his throw over to third base and then looks the runner back at first. So, yeah, just huge numbers of worms came up through the infield in the rain, and the field was not playable. There were said to be hundreds or thousands of them. And by then, the team was scheduled to go on the road, and they had trouble to fix their time to fix their infield problem. Evergreens trying to get a runner down to second base, doubles field. Now the runner retreats to third. Hunter Gipp is going to get himself a rare stolen base. And the Evergreens will have runners at second and third, still with just one down. Back at home plate, the count is a ball and a strike to Trevor Samuelson. The Mets still have their minor league double-A team in Binghamton, New York, I believe. And the ballpark that they built there was beautiful once they got the worm and leeches problem figured out. Swing and a miss way out in front on an off-speed pitch. Binghamton Mets played in the Eastern League. Count as a ball and two strikes here. Trevor Samuelson smacks that ball past the first baseman and past the drawn-in infield into right field. One run will score, and the Evergreens will hold up that extra runner at third base. Logan was playing the infield in, and Trevor Samuelson's got himself two more hits in this game and gets himself another run batted in. It is now 8-2.
Come on, Nick. Let's go, kid.
Evergreens opt for a pinch hitter here. This is Cade Sievertson.
Nick Potter.
Beg your pardon. The Evergreens have Nick Cotter hitting here. First varsity at bat. Pops the ball up on the infield. Second baseman is calling. While the Evergreens runner has strayed from first base, that's a base running mistake, and the inning's going to come to an end on a double play. You know what? I mean, infield fly rule is in effect there. The Everest base runner didn't know how to play that, and the inning comes to an end. The Evergreens do get two runs. They make a base running mistake of their own. The Evergreens will bid to end this losing streak as we'll go to the bottom of the seventh, last at bat for Lacrosse Logan, and the Evergreens lead by 6-8-2. We'll see how this one ends in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on
leading off the bottom of the seventh for our Rangers, number 15, Will Haith, first baseman.
Let's go, kids, let's go!
Our score is 8-2. And LaCrosse Logan ready to take their final at-bats. Ethan Haight will lead off in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Evergreens have made a pitching change. And the pitch is inside, ball one. This is Roman McGuire, who is coming on for the Evergreens to try and get the final three outs. Roman McGuire, a lefty. We'll give you the line on Brock Babish, who figures to be the winning pitcher in this game. There's a strike, one ball and one strike. Brock Babish worked innings 1-6, and he was good today. Scattered just 5 hits, all of them singles. Of the 2 runs that he allowed, only one of them was earned. The other run was aboard because of a 2-base throwing error. This ball is hit on the ground to short. Latondras plays it off to the side. Strong throw. Got him! There's the first out. Ethan Haight is retired. Brock Babish struck out 3 and walked 2. The one walk, one of the walks that he allowed did come around to score. Ethan Hainawal is 1-3 and will bat now against Roman McGuire. Not a save situation with a 6-run lead. First pitch is a strike, so Roman McGuire obviously has the memo. Fill up the strike zone here and get the Evergreens a win. Evergreens will let out a big exhale if the Evergreens can come out of here with a victory. This ball is fouled off, a pitch that was up high in the strike zone. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688 for DeVorney Orthodontics. Out in front on an off-speed pitch, Hainawal is down on strike 3.
Pitcher, Josh Lauby.
Now, down to the final out of the ball game with 2 outs and none on. Josh Lauby, the opposing pitcher, will hit. Roman McGuire looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Pitch is up high for a ball. Baseball today is also brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank. 1-0, off-speed pitch stays up high. 8-2 Evergreens. 2 outs here in the bottom of the seventh and final for LaCrosse. And McGuire comes set. He's coming home. Just outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Roman McGuire, yet another of the young Everest pitchers. He's a sophomore. And he has good enough stuff to be a starting pitcher, too. 3-0 is a take all the way. Of course, Logan needs base runners here, and that's taken for a strike. So we're going to see here if Logan's got a 6-run, 2-out rally. Probably not. We're feeling good about the Evergreens' chances here. That's inside, ball 4. Roman McGuire gives up a free pass, and Alex Gravios, who is 0-3, is going to take his turn at bat. Actually, they'll send up a pinch hitter here. Nope, this is Gravios. It's coming up. He already had his catcher's equipment off, and why not? He doesn't figure to be back out in the field today, so that confused me for just a moment. Pitch here is a strike. Evergreens looking for a final out and looking to bring a 6-game losing streak to a close. That would make for a happy bus ride over to Holman for game 2 of our doubleheader, which you will hear here on Fox Sports Radio. It's up high, a ball and a strike. The Evergreens did their damage in the fourth inning. This was a scoreless game to the top of the fourth. The Evergreens got 5 runs across. Added one more in the sixth, and tacked on 2 more in the seventh. Took the Evergreens a while to break through, and they did. Here's a fly ball to deep left field. This is going back. The wind is carrying it, and it's up against the wall. So the game will continue, at least for the time being. That is a run-scoring double for Alex Gravios. And it's 8-3. Cleanup batter, Nick Fry, to come in here.
Number 23, third baseman, Nick Fry.
So that run is charged to Roman McGuire. The seventh inning is his. Fry today has walked and is otherwise 0-2. First pitch there is away, ball 1. And everything still seems safe here in an 8-3 game. Logan's got to accomplish a lot more to make this interesting. Logan had the bases loaded in the sixth. They made an out at third base and did not score. That was kind of the turning point in the ball game for these Rangers. And the Rangers got as close as putting the tying run in the on-deck circle back in the sixth inning. I mean, it was a 6-2 ball game back then. The Evergreens have added two more runs in the seventh since then. Runner on second here. That's a strike. A ball and a strike. Evergreens fans behind us are ready to celebrate, too. They also are cheering the team on and want to see the boys get out of this losing streak and get this final out here. It's a ball and a strike with two outs. Roman McGuire to Nick Fry. Did he check his swing? He didn't go around. It's called strike. Called high strike. He didn't swing at that. Called by the home plate umpire, 1-2. La Crosse Logan is down to their final strike. Logan McGuire. Roman McGuire, beg your pardon. Coming home here. That's down low. Almost wild. Stopped there by Brandon Jellick. We bragged about what a good defensive catcher Jellick has been. Well, actually, we shouldn't there because Jellick is not catching in this spot. I believe that's Nick Cotter who's catching for the Evergreens. Yeah, it's Cotter who's behind the plate right now. Jellick had caught earlier in the game. Cotter is on as a replacement here in the seventh. That was a nice stop. Two balls and two strikes. Up high. Count goes full. McGuire reached back for something extra. You heard the ball pop into the catcher's mitt, and the count is full. 8-3. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh as the Evergreens look to lock this one down. 3-2 pitch is up high, and it's a walk. So two walks in the inning for Roman McGuire. There are men on first and second. Julian Erickson comes up. And a courtesy runner is coming out for La Crosse Logan. I get that because it was Nick Fry, who is not fleet of foot, who was caught at third base back in that sixth inning where La Crosse Logan had the bases loaded and didn't score. Julian Erickson singled his last time up, so he's 1-3, but that was against Brock Babish. He'll face Roman McGuire now. Left-handed hitter to left-handed batter. There's strike one. Again, Roman McGuire, the lefty on lefty batters, huge advantage for the pitcher here. This will be the sixth batter that McGuire has faced in the inning. That ball is chopped off the plate, foul, no balls and two strikes, and again, the Rangers are down to a final strike. This third and final out has been a little bit elusive. Again, although the Evergreens are not really in danger, still staked to a five-run lead. McGuire's got his sign, and he's coming home. Fly ball that should end the ball game. Trevor Samuelson in right field, he's got it, and the losing streak is over. The Evergreens have just defeated La Crosse Logan. The final score is 8-3. Congratulations, boys. Good job sticking with it. The DC Everest Evergreens are back in the win column today. We'll be back with a happy recap after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Lacrosse Logan, and we invite you to stay tuned here at Fox Sports Radio because Game 2 of our doubleheader against Holman is coming up right after a commercial break. The Evergreens have just won Game 1 of their Western road trip. They've defeated Lacrosse Logan 8-3. I'm Chris Conley with our game recap. The Evergreens with 8 runs on 12 hits. They committed one error and left 5 men on base. Lacrosse Logan with 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and 8 men left aboard, including the bases loaded in the 6th inning, as their comeback came up short. Brock Babish worked innings 1-6. He allowed just 2 runs. One of them was earned. Brock Babish, the freshman, is the winning pitcher. Roman McGuire gave up a run and allowed 1 hit in the 7th inning in a non-save appearance. George Luckner, who was the starter for Lacrosse Logan, is the losing pitcher. He allowed 5 runs during his 3 1/3 innings of work. The Evergreens broke this game open in the 4th inning, where they broke through for 5 runs. Added one more in the 5th and tacked on 2 insurance runs in the 7th. The Evergreens have a couple of players with multiple hits. Trevor Samuelson was 2-for-2 today. Brady Sendelbach was 3-for-4. Cade Sievertson also has 2 hits, a pair of singles, 2-for-4 today. So the Evergreens' losing streak is over. They improved to 5-8 overall. Lacrosse Logan with the loss falls to 4-11. The Evergreens' second game is against a tougher opponent. Holman is 10-4. And you'll hear that game when we come right back. We'll give you the starting lineups and get you set for Game 2 of our D.C. Everest baseball doubleheader. Game 1 goes to the Evergreens over Lacrosse Logan. The final score is 8-3. And you've been listening to D.C. Everest baseball on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Game 2 is coming up shortly. Until then, good afternoon, everybody. Hi.